Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, we have a major winter storm heading our way. In fact, it's going to be two rounds of winter weather. I visited on Tuesday with Warning Coordinator Meteorologist for the National Weather Service, Greg Gust, and asked him point blank, how is this whole thing going to play out over the next 3 days?
So you've got light snow that's going to be starting to move into the state here late on Wednesday, moving in maybe through the evening and into the early morning hours on Thursday. And that's going to start into the northwest corner and just steadily then on the day through Thursday day move across. So for a Wednesday, it's going to start out still fairly decent and with a relatively mild type of conditions overall. So you're talking the potential for not as nice as Tuesday, but at least some drier weather, at least through a great part of the state here on Wednesday. But then that steadily increasing push from the west, turning into, gosh, I hate to say it, but maybe a little rain, but turning into snow fairly quickly Wednesday night. And then through the day Thursday, as it moves across the state, primarily snow. Now, here on the far east, here Grand Forks, Fargo, we're going to still be seeing rain if we see on what we see on Thursday would come in as rain primarily. But the snow band that's going to set up, so you're getting snow moving across the state, and then the main snow band should still kind of set up from the northeast part of the state across the Devil's Lake Basin down toward that Bismarck-Jamestown corridor heading for Pierre. So that's where we're still kind of expecting at this point where the heaviest snow. So we're talking 6 to 10 inches. You know, it's certainly possible somebody can have a foot or more in some locations, but widespread areas of 6 to 10 inches of snow. And this is October. So yeah, it is just like the storm last year. And this is coming now in two pieces for us. So again, that's the kind of the warm, the initial part. Friday, as that low pressure system still works out of eastern South Dakota and up through northwest Minnesota, the backside of that low is going to have the higher winds and another band of heavy snow. And that secondary band Friday into Saturday should be just a little bit east of where the initial, the Thursday's band is. So still eastern North Dakota getting a big dump out of it, but now more pushing into the far northwest Minnesota. And again, another possibility of another 6 to 10 pushing 12 inches of snow and some of that. So there are areas all across eastern and south central North Dakota where somebody could be getting 18 inches or more snow before this is done.
So when you're talking about this snow, is this going to be a light, fluffy snow, or is this going to be a wet, heavy snow?
Well, at these temperature regimes, and we're talking right near the freezing mark where a lot of this is going to be occurring or just below, it's going to be wet, it's going to be heavy. So we're talking 1.5 to 2 inches of water over a large part of the area, you know, 1 to 2 feet of snow, depending on how that stretches out here. And then the wind is going to blow on Friday. So to add insult to injury, you're going to be plugging up things, putting, you know, all these crops that still are need to be harvested, you're throwing snow into them, and then you're going to try and put wind on top of it. So it's not a good setup. You know, the wind could come in here from Friday and blow pretty hard. So you're talking about the potential for, I'm looking out a window right now that has leaves all over these trees.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start putting that snow load on top of tree limbs. You start putting snow on top of corn and sunflower plants and beans and throw that wind down there. That's just nasty.
Tough. Again, that's Greg Gust from the National Weather Service. This is Inside Agriculture.